Thank you, John. Thank you, Alistair.
谢谢 John. 谢谢 Alistair.
Well, this evening we turn to the book of Psalms.
今天帮我们就翻到诗篇吧.
And the psalm that we'll be reading this evening is Psalm 22.
今天帮我们所要阅读的诗篇是诗篇第22篇.
Let's go to God in prayer.
那我们先向上帝祷告.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word that is given to us.
我们天上的父啊, 我们为您给我们的话而感谢您.
We thank you that through your word we can read of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢您通过您的话, 我们能够读到主耶稣基督.
And we pray that you will open our eyes to understand so much more about the glory, the wonder, and the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
我们希望您通过您的话, 打开我们的眼睛, 看到耶稣的荣耀.
Please help us to read your word well this evening.
今天傍晚, 帮我们好好地来看您的话.
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this evening we read Psalm 22.
今天傍晚我们要来读诗篇20篇.
Last week we read Psalm 2.
上个星期我们读了诗篇第二篇.
Well, these psalms are special psalms.
这个诗篇是特别的.
Well, these psalms are special because they are called messianic psalms.
这些诗篇特别因为它预言未来的.
You know, messianic psalms are psalms that reveal insights about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些预言未来的诗篇给我们一些内幕.
And of it all, these psalms help us to appreciate the Lord Jesus at a deeper level.
最终这些诗篇会帮助我们更深一层的来了解耶稣的.
And this is what Christmas is all about.
这就是所谓的圣诞节了.
Christmas is not special because of just an event.
圣诞节特别不是因为是一个节日罢了.
But it is Christ who makes the whole event special.
是基督让它成为特别的.
And so this evening, we want to seek to understand more about the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天傍晚我们要特别的更加的来明白主耶稣基督.
And how we can appreciate him so much more.
我们可以来更加的认识他.
Well, Psalm 22, I must say, it's a hard psalm.
诗篇22篇不是
And the subject, very obviously, is the subject of suffering.
这个话题啊, 谈到受苦的.
I must be honest.
我要坦白地说,
I feel very unworthy to preach from this psalm.
我觉得我不配从这篇诗篇证道的.
But at the same time, there is joy and there's delight as we read about the Lord Jesus Christ in this psalm.
不过同时心里当我们读到耶稣的时候心有那份的喜乐的.
And it's my greatest joy to be able to present to you the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is.
能够向大家呈现主耶稣基督是我的喜乐的.
So let's take a look at the psalm.
让我们一起来看诗篇吧.
And this psalm is written by David.
这诗篇是由大卫所写的.
And straight away, the first idea here is about human suffering.
第一个想法就谈到人的受苦.
We read it very clearly in verse 1.
我们在第一节清楚地可以看得到.
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神, 我的神, 为什么离弃我?
Why are you so far from helping me?
为什么远离不救我?
See, David wrote as he experienced suffering for his own self.
大卫这样的写,因为他经历了受苦了.
He experienced it and then he expressed it in this psalm.
他的经历就从诗篇里写出来.
And you can see straight away how what a difficult time that he was in.
你可以立刻地看得出他当时不容易的那个时刻.
He just felt it was such a difficult time and God had forsaken him.
他当时觉得困难的时候,上帝离弃了他.
That God was far from him.
上帝远离了他.
It was just this feelings of difficulty, feelings of despair that comes about.
他当时觉得困难的，觉得无助的。
And this is what suffering is, isn't it?
这就是所谓的吃苦了。It
is not easy.
不容易的事。
There are times where we are be extremely discouraged.
有时候我们会感觉到灰心的。
There are times where we even despair.
有时候我们也会觉得绝望的。
You know, this was what David felt very much.
这就是当时大卫的感受。
No, but as we think about suffering,
当我们想到, 吃苦的时候,
one thing that makes it worse,
其中一件事情更糟的,
is also when there are feelings of self-pity.
那个时候心里可能会觉得可怜。
It's not that suffering is not hard or it's not easy to begin with.
不是说, 吃苦是不容易的事。
It's just that there are feelings of self-pity that can make it worse than what it really is.
有时候我们自己觉得可怜，会弄得更糟的。And
as we look at the psalm,
当我们看诗篇的时候,
it becomes clear also,
也能够清楚地看得出,
that as David suffered,
当大卫受苦的时候,
there were also feelings of self-pity that is there.
他当时心里也感受到可怜了。
We read this very clearly.
我们可以清楚地看得出来。
My God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神, 为什么离弃我?
Why are you so far from helping me?
为什么远离不救我?
This is the inward-looking part of David.
这是向内望的大卫。He
was just so conscious of himself.
他只是联想到自己。Yes,
he was going through a difficult time.
的确的，他经历困苦。But
it was worse because he just kept looking at himself again and again, and there was a sense of self-pity that is there.
不过更糟的，他自己一直往自己看，可怜自己。You
know, this is something that many of us experience and many of us also face.
这是我们很多人也有所经历过的。You
know, self-pity is a part of us more than we realize.
可怜我们自己，其实是我们自己的部分了。You
know, as student pastors, we have to be very careful with this.
我们作为学士牧师要小心这件事。You
know, time and time and again, you have heard pastors' training is very tough.
你不是有听说牧师对我们的训练很艰难的?
But our response cannot be self-pity.
我们的回应不可以可怜自己。
We cannot say, ah, why is this so tough?
我们不能够说怎么这么苦?
Why is he always breathing down my neck?
为什么他一直 管得这么严?
Very hot.
觉得很热。
We can't do that.
不能够这样做了。
Well, it's we can't. You know this. Yes, things can be tough at times.
有时候事情会比较苦。
Not to the extent of suffering, of course.
当然不是像受苦那样。
You know, but self-pity can be such a part of us.
不过可怜自己可以成为我们的一部分。
That's something that we must always watch out for.
这是我们要小心的。
You know, it's not suffering for us.
其实不是受苦的。
It is inspiring.
是能够激发我们的。
And we are just so thankful to be trained in such a manner.
我们感谢能够这样的受训。
You know, but as we look at the sufferings of David,
当我们看到大卫受苦的时候,
we recognize that, yes, as much as he was expressing it,
我们认识到他在表达,
he still found it extremely difficult.
他还是觉得不容易应付的。
You know, it was, you know, for him, it was, what is the answer to my suffering?
到底 对于他的受苦，他的答案是什么呢?
How do I cope with suffering?
他怎样的应付那个受苦呢?
Again and again, he struggled with this.
再一次的，他为此而挣扎的。
So what is the solution to suffering then?
这样受苦那个解决的办法是什么呢?
You know, it's definitely not found in any human solutions.
肯定的不是在人为的。
See, David struggled to understand his suffering.
大卫挣扎要明白这一点。
He struggled to find a way out of his suffering.
他挣扎从他的受苦中解脱出来,
but he could not.
不过却没有办法扳倒。
We read in verse 2,
我们在第二节看到,
Oh my God, I cry in the daytime.
我的神啊, 我百日呼求,
but you do not hear.
你不应许,
in the night season,
夜间呼求,
and am not silent.
并不住声。
So David just struggled again and again.
大卫一直不断地挣扎。
It was as if he was like in a spiral.
他好像在一个漩涡里面。
And he couldn't get out of it.
他不能够解脱出来。
So what is the solution to suffering then?
这样受苦的解决办法是什么呢?
It's definitely not found in human solutions.
肯定不是人身上的解决办法。
What is needed?
我们需要什么呢?
You know, God gave to David a most wonderful solution.
上帝给了大卫一个最美好的办法。
Not a human solution.
不是一个人的办法。
Not a human perspective.
不是人的看法。
But a divine solution.
是天意的看法。
This solution is found not in methods, not in ways. It's found in a person.
这个解决办法是在一个人身上。
This person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个人就是主耶稣基督了。
So God revealed the Lord Jesus Christ to David, even in the midst of his own suffering.
所以当大卫受苦的时候，上帝向他显现了主耶稣基督。
You know, God showed to David.
上帝向大卫显现,
that yes, as you suffer,
的确当你受苦的时候,
there will come a Savior one day.
有一天会有一个救主。
This Savior will suffer also.
这位救主也会受苦的。
And this Savior is the solution to suffering.
这位救主就是受苦的解决办法。
And that's why when we read Psalm 22,
所以当我们读诗篇第22篇的时候,
there are references of the Lord Jesus interwoven inside Psalm 22.
在诗篇22篇里可以看到主耶稣的那个对照。
It's very clear in verse 16.
在16节里清楚地看出来。
The title for this evening actually.
就是今天傍晚的主题了。
They pierced my hands and my feet.
他们扎了我的手,我的脚。
This is definitely not a reference to David.
这肯定不是谈大卫。
At no time was David's hands pierced and his feet pierced.
大卫的手跟脚并没有受扎的。
But it was a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里指的是主耶稣基督,
who was crucified.
他当时被钉死。
And so the solution is not one that is human.
绝对的办法不是人为的。
It is one that is divine.
是上帝的。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
是主耶稣基督本身。
It is the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
是主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
Now how does this work?
怎样?
How is it that the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior is the solution to our suffering?
怎么主耶稣基督是我们解决问题的办法呢?
Let's try to understand this.
我们来明白这点吗?
And the first thing is that as Savior, the Lord Jesus will give to us salvation.
第一件事,他身为救主会给我们救恩的。
You see, we need to understand how is suffering caused most of the time.
你看,我们要来明白我们为什么会有困苦的呢?
Why is it there is so much suffering in the world today?
为什么在这个世上有这样多的受苦呢?
Because it is the problem of sin.
这是因为罪的原因。
You know, everything that we do, there's an action and there's a consequence.
凡是我们做都有一个后果的。
But when there is sin,
不过如果有罪的话,
there's the action of sin.
这个罪的行为,
many times it leads to consequences where we suffer for it.
很多时候会造成后果, 我们因此而受苦。
You know, we understand this idea that we have to pay the price for what we do.
我们都明白我们所做的事都应该付出代价。
We see it on the global perspective.
我们在环球的观点上看得出来。
At a global level, we read of violence in the world.
我们环球看到这个世上
We read of shooting that goes on in churches.
我们读到在教堂里的开枪射击事件。
Where is this all coming from?
这些都从哪里来呢?
Sin.
罪了。
The sin of men.
人的罪。
The wickedness of men.
人的罪恶。
The evil of men that causes these sufferings to abound.
人的恶造成这些困苦的。
You know, we read in the world also that on the environmental level,
我们也看到环球环境上,
you know, nowadays it's very hot.
最近天气热,
and you know, we read the reports of scientists that says that it's because of global warming.
我们读到科学家们都说是这个地球升温了。And
we read how many times it's because of what man does to the environment that all these things happen.
很多时候都是因为人为的
Because of greed,
因为人的贪心,
because of wanting to harvest more oil or whatever it is,
他们要采更多的石油,
you know, people do suffer.
有些人会受苦的。
The world can suffer.
这个世界会受苦的。
Now we also understand this at a personal level.
在个人上，我们也能够明白的。
There are things that we do.
我们所做的事。
That cause hurt to people.
会伤害别人的。
There are things that we do that's irreversible in many ways.
有一些事情啊，无法挽回的。
And there are mistakes that we made that we have to pay for these mistakes.
我们做的错要付出代价。
Yes, we regret them, but we still have to pay for these mistakes.
当然我们觉得后悔，不过还是要付出代价。
End of it all, it is our own doing.
最终是我们自己所为。
You see the problem here? It is sin.
问题，这里的问题是罪了。
But who can help us from sin?
有谁能够帮助我们的罪呢？
It is not any human.
不是人所能够办得到。
Not any other person.
不是其他人。
But the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Only he is able to give us that salvation.
就他才能够给我们救恩的。
And that's why he is the solution to everything that we are facing here.
所以他就是我们面对所有问题的解决办法。
He is the Savior who will give to us salvation from sin.
他是我们的救主，会给我们从罪里得到救恩。
This one text that helps me to appreciate this so much more is a text in Isaiah 53.
在以赛亚书第五十三章里。
Let's just turn to it and let me read a little bit of it for you.
让我为大家读一小段吧。
In verse 5 and 6.
在第五节里。
And this is a beautiful verse.
这是一段很美丽的经文。
And it tells us how the Lord Jesus was without sin.
他告诉我们主耶稣基督是没罪的。
Yet he bore our iniquities and our sins.
他却承担了我们的罪恶的。
And because of Jesus, we are redeemed from the bondage of sin.
我们因为主耶稣从罪里解脱出来了。
Surely, verse 4, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Verse 4.
五十三章第四节说到，他坦然担，诚然担当了我们的忧患。
Yet we esteem him stricken.
我们却为他受责罚。
Let's move on to verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
让我们看第五节。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽压伤的。
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And by his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
See, this is Jesus.
这就是耶稣了。
This was the suffering that Jesus had to undergo.
这就是耶稣所需要受的苦。
And it is for us.
为了我们呢。
To save us.
为了救我们。
To save us from our sins.
从我们的罪孽里救我们。
You know, how else is Jesus the solution to our sufferings?
耶稣又如何的是我们受苦的解决办法呢？
There's another word that stands out very much here.
另外一个字眼特别的突出。
But this time I need you to turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
这次我们就翻到希伯来书第四章嘛。
Now this is in verse 16.
那是在
15 and 16.
在第十五、第十六节里面。
Now the word here in English, verse 15, is this word called sympathy.
在第十五节里我们读到这个字眼叫体恤的。
How will the Lord Jesus save us? Well, the Lord Jesus is the solution for us. One, he will save us. Two, he will show us sympathy.
主耶稣基督不但会救我们，也会体恤我们的。
We read here, verse 15, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
我们在第十五节里读到，我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
So this idea of sympathy is not one of just mere feelings.
这个体恤可怜不是一个感受。
Oh, I pity you.
我可怜你。
I feel for you.
我同情你。
No, This idea of sympathy really means that the Lord Jesus has entered into our sufferings together with us.
这个同情的意思是他跟我们一起受苦。
You know, he feels just deeply for us.
他深深的替我们感受。
He feels strongly with us.
他跟我们有同样的感受。
You know, one word that how do we understand sympathy?
我们怎样的来明白体恤呢？
No, Pastor was explaining to us that the word that helped us to understand sympathy is this word called connection.
牧师这样的跟我们解释，要明白体恤就是这个字关系了。
You know, we are, you know, as we look at the sufferings of Jesus.
当我们看到耶稣的受苦的时候
you look at our sufferings,
我们看到我们自己的受苦
we are specially connected to Jesus in a very special, deep, personal way.
我们很特别深入的个人的从中跟耶稣联系在一起
This is a connection that Jesus can understand because he himself suffered.
这个联系耶稣他能够明白因为他也受苦的
There is suffering.
他也有受苦的
But to know that Jesus himself sufferedThat is a profound thought.
如果能够明白耶稣本身也受苦是很深奥的。
You know, this idea of connection was I struggled to understand it.
对于这个联系，我也挣扎明白。
But I can understand it a bit more every time we go with pastor to visit people in hospital.
不过当我们跟牧师到医院去探访的时候，我们从中明白了。
Sometimes there'll be people who are sick.
有些人生病了
so we'll go together with pastor to visit them.
我们跟牧师一起去探望他们
You know, when pastor goes in,
当牧师走进去的时候
you know, the person who is sick, you know, will just be sitting down, you know, not particularly impressed in any way or whatever it is.
这个生病的人呢，不是很出众了
Then until pastor tells him his age.
不过直到牧师告诉这个人他的年龄。
67, his pastor's age.
牧师的年龄是67岁。
And he will tell the person, "This is my age."
他会告诉那个人这是我的年龄。
Then the person, whoa, will sprite up a little bit.
那个人会惊醒的。
Are you sure?
你确定吗
？Your hair is all still black.
你的头发还是黑的。
You even look for the teeth. Whether is it all still there?
而且看他牙齿还在吗
？You know the second thing, as pastor shares, he also share about you know the number of operations that's been through.
第二件事，牧师也会分享他所动过的手术。
And then the person sprites up even more.
这个人听醒过来了。
And Pastor then will also share with him, you know, the cancer that he is also a cancer patient.
牧师也会跟这个人分享，他也患过癌症的。
And immediately the person just okay is ready to listen.
这个人啊，他准备好要听了。
Because the connection has been made.
这个联系啊。已经建立了。
You know, I understand this a little bit more for myself also.
我自己也更加的明白这点。
What it means to have a connection.
怎样的有这个联系
？A few years back, my own father.
几年前，我本身我的父亲
had cancer.
患了癌症。
Of course, I was quite distressed.
当时我很伤心的。
But one person came to talk to me.
不过一个人跟我这样的说了。
And that's pastor himself.
那就是牧师本身。
And of course, that brought great encouragement to my heart.
当时给我心里带来大的鼓励。
Not because he is who he is.
不是因为
as pastor.
他是谁？他是牧师。
But because he himself has the exact same cancer.
而是因为他本身有同样的这个癌症。
And then he was able to explain to me what's it all about.
他能够向我解释这是怎么回事。
And he was able to bring an uplift to my heart.
能够给我心里带来激发的。
See, this is the idea of connection that is there.
这就是联系的这个意思。
No, connection means that we are not alone.
这个联系代表我们并不是孤单的。
We are connected to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
我们联系上耶稣基督本身的。
We are together with Christ.
我们一起跟基督在一起。
We can be close to Christ.
我们可以跟基督亲近的。
And we can draw our strength from Christ.
我们可以从中那里得到力量。
So this is what it means when we read in Hebrews that He can sympathize with our weaknesses.
所以就是我们在希伯来书里能够读到他体恤我们的。
It means that He is specially connected to us.
因为他特别的跟我们联系在一起。
You know, we also remember what it reads in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Let me just read it for you.
我们也在哥林多后书这样的读到。
When the Lord told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you."
我的恩典对您是足够的。
How did Paul draw encouragement?
保罗从中如何得到鼓励的呢？
Not only in the words themselves.
不是从字里得到的。
But because of the person who spoke those words.
而是那个人所说的这些话。
The person who spoke those words also suffered.
说这番话的那个人也受苦的。
The person who spoke those words can also identify with suffering.
这个说过这番话的人也受过苦，能够认同的。
And you know, there's a special connection that is there.
在那里有那个特别的联系。
You know, and we see the Lord Jesus in Psalm. Let's go back to Psalm 22.
然后回到诗篇第二十篇吧。
And as we look at how the Lord Jesus suffered,
当我们看到主耶稣基督如何的受苦的时候，
we are just reminded all over again.
我们备受提醒，
that as he suffered greatly to the point of death.
他受苦几乎要死亡了。
And that's why he can is able to identify with us.
所以他能够跟我们一样认同的。
We can go before him in prayer.
我们可以向他祷告的。
And find the grace.
从中祷告恩典。
Find the mercy that we need.
找到慈悲，我们所需要的慈悲。
Which he will compassionately give.
他会怜悯的赐给我们。
Now, what is our challenge at the end of the day?
这样最终我们的挑战是什么呢？
We look at suffering.
当我们看受苦的时候，
We look at the solution to suffering.
我们看到解决的办法。
We look at our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到我们的救主耶稣基督。
And our challenge is to be in sync with Jesus.
我们的挑战是要跟他同步的。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It really means to focus on the Lord Jesus.
这就是 把目光看在耶稣身上。
To walk in step with Jesus.
能够跟他同步的走。
And one thing we really want to do is to look not at ourselves.
我们要做的一件事情不是看我们自己。
But at the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是看主耶稣基督。
You know, as we look at the Lord Jesus Christ, may we also learn what it means to appreciate him so much more.
当我们看主耶稣基督的时候，让我们来更加的珍惜他吧。
You know, Christmas is a wonderful time.
圣诞节是一段美好的时刻。
Christmas is a time where we appreciate friends and family.
圣诞节是我们珍惜朋友家人的时候。
But one person that we must appreciate the most of all is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
不过一个我们更加要来珍惜的，那就是主耶稣基督了。
What else does it mean to be in sync with Jesus?
同步跟他走又是什么意思呢？
It means to follow his example.
那就是跟随他的榜样。
Let's look at the example of the Lord Jesus.
让我们来看主耶稣的榜样吧。
One example was his trust towards God.
那就是他对上帝的信。
In verse 9 we read,
在第九节里我们读到，
But you are he who took me out of the womb.
但你是叫我出母腹的。
You have made me trust while on my mother's breast.
我在母怀里，你就使我有依靠的心。
I was cast upon you from birth.
我自出母胎就被交在你手里。
From my mother's womb you have been my God.
从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
Well, this is the example of Jesus and his trust towards God the Father.
这就是耶稣信靠他的天父 的例子。
And another aspect that Jesus exemplified is his praise.
另外一方面从耶稣身上看得出来。
In verse 22 we read.
那就是在第二十节里看得出来。
I will declare your name to my brethren.
我要将你的名传与我的弟兄。
In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you.
在会中我要赞美你。
You know how wonderful it is to see the example of Jesus.
能够看到主耶稣的榜样多么的好。
To move away from self.
从本身离开。
But to look at the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
目光放在救主耶稣基督身上。
He gives us salvation.
他给了我们救恩。
He is able to sympathize with us.
他会体恤我们。
And we can be in sync with Jesus.
我们可以同步 一起跟他走。
Well, may Psalm 22 become more real to us all this evening.
希望今天傍晚诗篇二十二篇对我们更加的变为真实。
And may we be challenged to just offer praise, adoration to the Lord Jesus in this Christmas season.
希望我们在这个圣诞节里备受挑战，来赞美他们。
How wonderful it is to have a Savior who will sacrifice Himself for us.
能够有这样的一位救主为我们牺牲，多么好！
And how wonderful it is to have a Savior who is able to identify with us.
多么的好，有这样的一位救主能够跟我们一起认同了。
Let's go to God in prayer.
让我们向上帝祷告吧。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告吧。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父啊，
we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为主耶稣基督而感谢您。
We thank you that how through him we are saved.
我们感谢您，我们的确受救了。
And how he's able to identify with our weaknesses.
他能够在我们的软弱中跟我们一起认同。
And in him we can find the grace, the strength, the mercy to continue coping with all our suffering.
在他的身上，我们能够找到恩典、怜悯、慈悲。解决我们的受苦的。
We thank you for your word this evening.
我们为今晚您的话而感谢您。
We pray for strength in the week ahead.
我们在来临的星期里，求你赐给我们力量。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.